Let's take our postures for practice. Making sure you're nice and steady and stable, yet also relaxed in the body. You might find it helpful to do a brief little scan through of the body and just release any places where there's a bit of holding, any unnecessary tension, and adjust your posture accordingly. And with the practice, aspiring to open with the mindfulness, with that bare attention in the present moment, without judgment, with kindliness. Stabilizing the awareness for a while now in a sense of the breathing, connecting with breathing, and just resting the awareness there. Noticing breathing in and breathing out, however it works for you to do that. And gently bringing awareness back each time it wanders. Remembering that each time we notice wandering mind, that mindfulness is active, it's being cultivated, it's present, we're being mindful. continuing on with mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of the breath, and expanding to the body as a whole, mindfulness of the body. Letting the awareness slowly, gently widen. And as you're mindful of the body, noticing the various sensations in the body as they show. Possibly naming the sensations. Tight, easeful, tingling, vibration, cool, warm, moist, dry. A little mental note for the different sensations, and notice how the sensations are changing. If any one particular sensation is strong, salient, really prominent, then letting that particular sensation be the object of your mindful awareness. And watch its changing nature. And when it's passed, residing again in sense of the whole body. And opening to all the different sensations as they show. Thoughts and feelings, emotions as they show, noting them, bringing the awareness into the body. And if sadness shows, anxiety, feel it through the body. Let it be the object for a while through the body. Same too if there's any hindrance that shows, restlessness, sleepiness. Feel it through, bring interest to it. Wanting mind, not wanting mind, doubt. Feel it through the body. Let it be the object for a while and notice how it changes and passes. The mind gets really lost at any point, you might find it helpful to just really assert, there is a body. Connect with those contact points. Maybe open the eyes for a while or stand, whatever helps you to practice with wakefulness, openness. As you notice different experiences in the body, labeling them, noticing their changing nature, see if you can also identify the feeling tone. Is the sensation pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is it neither? Noticing the feeling tone helps us to further notice the changing nature of experiences. So you might notice pressure. Perhaps it's unpleasant, or perhaps it's neutral. Pressure, pressure, neutral, neutral. Itch, itch, unpleasant, unpleasant. And then bringing yourself back to that sense of the whole body. What's the feeling tone of the whole body sitting? What's the feeling tone of the breath? When thoughts and emotions show up, feel them through the body, perhaps naming the sensations and noticing their feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, all the while aware of the changing nature of the thoughts and feelings. And as they pass, when they've passed, reestablishing mindfulness of the body sitting. And taking care of any hindrances. When we're mindful of the body, mindful of the feeling tone, we can really appreciate the changing nature of experience. We can know it intimately, directly. It's not theoretical. And we can feel that conflict within ourselves, that push-pull that the haiku poet expressed so beautifully. This world of do, D-E-W, this world of do is, yes, a world of do. And yet,